And that was the sound of the flying fingers of Bob Hull. The Las Cruces Uke Fest is hosted by the Las Cruces Ukes, a nonprofit community group of ukulele enthusiasts in southern New Mexico. Last year, they held their first full-scale festival to rave reviews and a sold-out venue. For 2018, they've arranged for a larger theater to fit all the ukulele lovers they expect to host. This year's Uke Fest will take place May 18th through the 20th at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. Here to tell us all about it are Cheryl Falstead and Bob Hull. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
I just love that there is a Uke Fest in New Mexico.
Absolutely. Who doesn't love a Uke Fest?
Well, I didn't even know they existed, but apparently you all say they're worldwide.
That's right. All across the U.S., and there's a couple really big ones. Of course, Hawaii, right?
Of course.
Of course. And Reno's got a pretty big one. Pacific Northwest, Michigan, Florida in the south. And then even in New Mexico and Albuquerque, we've had them about 3 years now. Colorado, right? In Las Cruces, we've put on some smaller festivals in years past, but last year we really sort of hit the big time and did very well. And we're going to repeat it again this year and sort of keep growing it from this point on.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, it's happening.
Yeah, it is. And there's a whole roster of musicians that are kind of famous within the community. Mm-hmm. So, and there's a magazine called Ukulele Magazine, of course.
I love it.
And so you sort of get the same sort of familiar faces. There's only a few of them that are really maybe household names for the general populace. Maybe you've heard of Jake Shimabukuro, who's a fantastic instrumentalist, just really hit the sort of by storm and revived interest in the instrument. As again, there's some within the community of ukulele players that are pretty well known, some from Hawaii and some from all over the world, Canada, James Hills from there, and there's people from England that have come over. There's the what did you see, the ukulele orchestra of Great Britain?
Oh, they were awesome. Ralph Shaw came over from England last year for the Albuquerque Festival. There's an ukulele festival in Scotland.
Okay.
And so they're all over. They're super popular, and people just come to play together, learn from these amazing instructors, and have a good time.
So there's a series of workshops, but you're going to kick it all off with a big concert. Which, you know, if for us non-ukulele players, but maybe appreciators, that would be the time to go.
Absolutely. Friday night, we moved our concert to the Atkinson Recital Hall on the NMSU campus, which seats 500 people. Last year, our concert was at the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum, where the rest of the festival takes place, and we sold it out. We had mm-hmm. to stop taking, we couldn't sell any more concert tickets. So this year we moved to a really big location, and we are inviting everybody to go online to our website, lascrucesukefest.com, and you can register and get your concert tickets there, and we'll also be selling them at the door. But these instructors and performers that will be playing are awesome, and we're going to play too.
Well, sure. Cheryl, you said before you picked up the ukulele, you had taken guitar lessons way back when, and now you're back. How did you come back come to the ukulele is the question.
Well, and this is really the genesis of our club. I had been doing some publicity work for the New Horizons Symphony and the New Horizons Band, which is for 50-plus musicians. And I was really inspired to play something, but I didn't really want it to be a band instrument or an orchestra instrument. And I asked my dad, who was a multi-instrumentalist, and asked him what he recommended. And he thought about it for 2 days.
Wow.
And then he came back and he said, I think you should play the ukulele. And I said, well, how come? He says, well, for one, there's only 4 strings, so it's a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. And it's very portable. He didn't know how popular they were. Although he had played with a ukulele group in California, he wasn't aware of this wave of interest in the ukulele now. And so he bought me a cheap $20 ukulele. I started playing it. I quickly discovered that I loved playing it, but not that ukulele. So I bought a better one, and now I have many.
And it becomes an addiction.
And we started offering. In fact, I wrote a timeline. I was trying to remember when all this started. That was in 2012. In 2013... by then, a friend was playing with us, and we started talking about maybe other people in Las Cruces would like to play the ukulele with us.
How do you find each other?
We put up flyers, and we sent out a press release, and we said we're having a Ukes 101 session for anybody who wants to learn to play the ukulele. And there are people still in our club today who came in April of 2013 to that first Ukes 101, And that turned into our club. We went from there and they said, well, now what? Because that was for 4 weeks. They said, now what do we do? And we said, well, do you want to keep playing? Yeah. So once a week we get together and play. And June 2014 was our very first performance because one of our members started saying, well, this is all well and fine, but when do we perform?
Wow.
We became a 501c3. In 2016, we added a kids club and a teen club. And in 2015, we had what we called a Uke Fest, but it was just really one instructor, Mark Baker, who's one of our instructors this year, who was coming through town and did workshops for us. And then in 2016, we had one instructor again. But last year, we had four instructors. And people came from all over the country to come to our festival. And this year, we have a gentleman coming from Hawaii, somebody coming from Alaska, people from the East Coast, all over the West. And that's just been how it's all come together.
Now, Bob, you're a multi-instrumentalist. You're a musician just by nature, or tell us your journey.
Well, sure. So I've played guitar for, you know, four decades plus. And playing that, you know, you get called to play something like the bass, and I play a tenor banjo and mandolin, so these sort of fretted string instruments. They're tuned differently, so you do have to go through a sort of a mental process to switch from one to another.
Sure.
But over the years, I've played all of those. And I was aware of the ukulele, but I didn't, you know, I just never really got into it until I had a business trip to Hawaii. I also do astronomy work at the campus, and so I had to go to Maui for a business trip.
Oh, poor
you. You know, a terrible thing. But I was, I think, one of the few people on the airplane who had a parka with him to go to Hawaii, because you go up to the top of the mountain,
okay,
right? And it is cold up there, seriously cold. So I went into the music stores on Maui and was completely overwhelmed. There were hundreds of these instruments. And of course, in Hawaii, called it ukulele.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up not getting one because there were
too many
to choose from, too many different sizes and numbers of strings and all that stuff.
Did you try them out, though?
I tried them. And, of course, you know, prices from $30 to $3,000.
Of course.
Everything in between there. So I ended up buying a book. And, in fact, it was Jim Beloff's book about the history of the instrument, and learned a little bit more. And then I ended up buying one in Las Cruces. And then once I had one, somebody said, you need to go.
Did you know about the Ukes?
You've got to go to the Uke Club. And I got there, and I was like the only person who knew how to sort of kick off a song. And I was like,
right,
well, why don't we start it like this? 2, 3, 4, go, you know, or something. And so they...
We're like, Bob, we...
They're like, now you're our maestro.
Well, yeah, you're the musical officer.
Yeah, my dad, who started the club with us, was in that role. And right about that time, he had become sick with lung cancer. And we lost our musical expert. And Bob came in and rescued us. I thank him constantly because he did guide us. He's guided us musically and made us a group that we're proud of going out and performing.
But how cool that you created something. You may or may not be an expert, but here you are. And now you've got this festival that is selling out, that people are coming,
sure,
from all over the world. And I know for any instrumentalist, there's a ton of value in all of the workshops that you all are providing. Will you tell us about some of the teachers coming through? Because I think that'll be exciting for... Or shoot, at this point, it seems like you don't have to know how to play the uke to go, right?
Exactly.
Right. I would say that these festivals, the people travel to them because they're attracted to the particular artists that are performing and teaching, because they want to work on a certain specialty. Like there'll
be
classes on blues and classes on theory and classes on strumming and classes on doing song parodies of all things, you know, using new lyrics for an existing song. So
we've got boot camp, Ukulele Boot Camp 101, that Craig Chee is going to teach. And whether you have never played or you've played for a while, but you want some really great tips, that's one of his workshops. We're going to have a vocal workshop for people who want to improve their singing to go with their ukulele playing. We're even having a kids workshop, a standalone. You can register just for that kids workshop that Mark Baker is going to teach. Oh, Sarah Mizell is going to teach a class for intermediate players, beginner to intermediate, about getting past the third fret. A lot of our chords were just hanging out of the very tip of the neck of the ukulele. And when
there's a lot more to
there,
it.
There's a lot. It's like,
there's a lot of territory.
As they say,
we saw Bob.
You paid for the whole neck. You might as well use it.
The whole thing.
And we're going to have some two-chord song, a whole workshop on two-chord songs, again, for our beginners. So there's something for every level of players. One of our own members, Gorton Smith, is a retired pastor. And on Sunday morning, he's going to do a workshop. Well, and he calls it not a workshop, a sing-along, basically, that he's done several times, called The Gospel According to Uke.
I love it.
And they'll be doing some songs to that would be appropriate for, say, a Sunday morning, but are fun to sing along with. And Bob, I believe you'll be helping him again musically. Sure. But there's something for every level of player. If you don't play but you love ukulele music, just come to the concert and hear these amazing performers play their songs. And maybe you'll be inspired to learn to play the ukulele.
I mean, I'm inspired to play the ukulele just from hanging out with you all right now. It's
Thursday
so cool.
night. Our club meets every Thursday evening at Good Samaritan in Las Cruces. I know there is also a smaller Las Cruces club that gets together
El Paso
to play.
Club.
El Paso Club.
Sure.
We welcome people who want to come and play with us. And if you go to LasCrucesUkes.com, you learn all about our club. If you go to LasCrucesUkeFest.com, all about the festival.
And speaking all about the festival, give us the quick rundown. How does this work? Give us the quick itinerary.
So May 18th through the 20th, Friday, May 18th, is the concert in the evening, 7 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Saturday morning, we kick off at 9:30 in the morning at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum with a welcome, and then workshops start at 10:15, and they go throughout the day. When you pre-register for the festival, lunch is included. A catered lunch is included with registration. We have amazing drawing prizes. There's a whole page on our website just to see what prizes some lucky people may win in our drawing. There's a jam session Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Then Sunday morning, we're going to have at 9 a.m. a ukulele swap meet.
Cool.
For people who maybe want to sell a ukulele so they can upgrade. Also, I should mention on Saturday, we have vendors like Hubbard's Music will be there and Kennard's Custom Ukuleles and many other vendors of ukulele-related merchandise. And then we have two workshops on Sunday morning, and then we're done by a little afternoon. So it's an amazing weekend. I have to tell you, last year, people came up to me and said, I had such a great time. I can't wait until next year so I can come back. And that just filled our hearts, I tell you, because we'd worked so hard to put this together for people, and they came and they loved it.
Well, so we look forward to this year. Today, my guests have been Cheryl Falstead and Bob Hull from the Las Cruces Ukes. You can find out all about the Uke Fest at LasCrucesUkeFest.com. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.